You're listening to SBS News.
West Papuans sing as they fly their flag in Australia's capital, Canberra. It's a symbol of a decades-long struggle for self-determination. It's also an illegal act in Indonesia, punishable with jail. United Liberation Movement West Papuan spokesperson Ronnie Kareni addresses the supporters outside Parliament House.
Continue to resisting and continue to demonstrating the spirit of resilience to fly the Morning Star flag. Papua!
Merdeka!
Papua!
Merdeka!
Merdeka!
West Papuans and their supporters also marked the 60th anniversary of the first flag raising in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Darwin, and elsewhere across the country. Indonesian diplomats regularly issue statements critical of events like this, saying it implies Australian support, but the embassy did not respond to SBS inquiries about the anniversary. Flying the Morning Star in the Indonesian provinces of Papua and West Papua on the 1st of December is usually met with a military response. Professor Ferdi Hadis is an Indonesian political scientist and director of the Asia Institute at Melbourne University.
The Morning Star for the Indonesian government represents an aspiring independent state of Papua, which would secede from the unitary Indonesian Republic.
It first flew on the 1st of December 1961 as the Netherlands prepared Dutch New Guinea for independence as West Papua. Shortly afterwards, the United Nations took control and then controversially handed the territory to Indonesia and the flag was banned. Professor Hadis says most Indonesians have little awareness of the Papuan situation.
Most Indonesians, their reaction would be sort of a knee-jerk to a flag that goes against everything that they learn.
Vincent Chinua lives in Queensland and is a former Dutch soldier sent there in 1962 to repel an expected Indonesian invasion.
I think Holland was trying to do the right thing, but it completely destroyed by Indonesia.
But he never saw the Morning Star.
At that time, nothing. Totally nothing. It's only later on, when I actually was here in Australia, that I found out a little bit more about it.
The Free Papua Movement, or OPM, is the main military wing of the independence struggle and adopted the flag in 1971. A brutal, decades-long conflict with Indonesian forces has cost hundreds of thousands of West Papuan lives amid accusations of human rights abuses. Amatus Dao is a West Papuan refugee and OPM spokesperson who organized Brisbane's flag raising.
We call on Australian government to take this critical humanitarian crisis through the rightful mechanism of the United Nations Security Council.
For West Papuans, the Morning Star represents unfinished business. Omar Bello, SBS News.